start over.
My name is Alyssa Larimore. I am 17 years old. Today is November 20th, 2017, and I'm speaking with Mary Jo, who is my grandmother. We are recording this interview in Valencia, California. Can you tell me a bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I was kind of tall and skinny, and I had really curly hair that stuck out all over, and I liked to play outside, and my favorite thing to do was roller skate. I used to love to roller skate, but you had to use a key and you had to constantly tighten your skates. So it was a kind of an involved process to roller skate, but I did it as much as I could. And I liked to play in the park because we lived in Griffith Park. And it was in an area called Roger Young Village. And it's now the Gene Autry Museum. So they tore it down in 1948, but I lived there for 5 years and I had a really good time there, even though it was all returning veterans.
Well, what was your childhood home like? Who else lived with you in the house, and what was your bedroom like?
I shared a bedroom with my sister, and it was a very small bedroom, and it was in a Quonset hut. So we shared the Quonset hut with another family that lived on the other side. So it was very tight, very small, very cozy. But I didn't know any different because I was so little that it didn't make a difference how small it was. But we did have a front porch, and I remember liking to sit on the front porch, and there were lots of kids.
Tell me about your sister.
My sister was a screamer. And I had to share a bedroom with her. And when she would be in her crib, she was constantly rocking the crib and making noise, and I would try to take a nap. So my first impression of my sister was she was a pain in the neck.
Tell me about your parents.
My mom loved to cook. She was a really good housekeeper. She stayed home at the beginning. And my dad worked at Lockheed, and then eventually became a policeman.
Can you tell me anything about your grandparents?
I don't know my great-grandmother or grandfather, but I did know my grandmother and my grandfather. My grandmother was a nurse, and she was very strict and very old-fashioned, and people looked old for their age then. And my grandfather, they divorced, so he was kind of a farmer type and had gardens. I remember he had all kinds of food gardens and, you know, produce and stuff. And he let me drive a truck when I was 12 years old.
Did you like school?
Kind of. Because I went to Catholic school and the classes were huge. They were huge. And you kind of got lost. So anytime you wanted to say anything, you had to wait your turn and you always had to raise your hand and stand up, which I hated because I hated standing up and everybody would turn around and look at you.
What are your most vivid memories of school?
The nuns. The nuns were very strict. Very scary, very stern, and you never spoke out of turn, and you were always polite.
Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life.
I think it was in the fifth grade, and it was the first time I ever had a teacher other than a nun, and her name was Mrs. Clementi.
Do you want to tell me more about Mrs. Clementi? No? Okay. How did you meet Grandpa?
I met him at a church dance. And he was there with a couple of his friends. One of them was Catholic and the other one was Jewish. And they the Catholic friend brought him to the dance. And he asked me to dance, and he was a terrible dancer.
share a favorite story about him with me.
Let me think. Oh, yeah. He used to drive this beat-up old car, and whenever he would come to our house, and it wouldn't start, we would have to push it down the hill and jump start it.
Oh, God. Tell me about your happiest moments together.
I think when we used to go over to his house for dinner and his mom would bake pies. I used to love her pies.
What was your favorite pie?
I think the raisin pie.
What was mom like when she was growing up?
Mom was very shy, very timid, very sweet, and she had friends, but she didn't have a lot of friends, but she had a few friends, and she used to like to, she loved clothes.
Do you have any favorite stories about mom?
If we would go to McDonald's, she always had to fish through her hamburger to make sure there were no sneaky pickles in there.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
You mean just generally?
Generally.
Yeah, when we moved to England.
Why do you remember that as your happiest?
I think it's because we bought a big house there. And we lived out in the country, and I got to see my first snow.
Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today?
I think traveling, living overseas.
Do you think there are any negative ones on also?
I think seeing how people in third world countries live.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Living in Southeast Asia in 1971 through 74. That was very difficult. It was a very backward third world country at the time, and Vietnam was still going on, and it was a scary time.
What were you most afraid of?
I think we were afraid that we would get caught in a domino effect from Vietnam.
Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What do you miss about them?
I think probably Grandma Maxine.
What do you miss about her?
I think we miss her positive attitude and her wonderful cooking.
If you could talk to her again, is there something you'd want to say?
I can't think of anything.
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to think. What would I say?
Take your time.
I can't think of anything right now. I kind of drew a blank.
Okay. Can you tell me about some of the most important life lessons you've learned?
God, there's a saying. Let me see if I can remember it. It goes, let me think about that. think that you should always remember that life can change in the blink of an eye. And that probably tomorrow is never promised. Okay. So don't waste time.
Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me?
That you are beautiful. That you have a beautiful... And I love you more than anybody.
I love you too, Nana.
And you've always been my best girl. And if I ever lost you, which I hope I never do, I would be devastated. I just want you to know that. You were a really good person. Sweet and kind. And smart.
Do you have a favorite memory of me?
Sitting in your Betty Boop chair, reading.
How has your life been different than how you imagined it to be when you were young?
I never thought I would ever leave the country. I thought I would always live here. And I've gotten to travel, so that's why I'm glad I was able to travel, and I never imagined I would.
How would you like to be remembered?
I don't know, what do you think?
I don't know.
Kind, of generous, mm-hmm. accommodating.
A great baker.
I would like to be remembered as a person who is able to can't think of the word, able to be flexible.
Okay.
In all circumstances.
Okay. If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you've never told me that you want to share with me? About family or whatever? Okay. Thinking about family generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice?
Oh God, I wish I could remember that saying. Just do the best you can. Never look back. Never have regrets. Because you can always make up for things if you try hard enough.
Speaking of regrets, do you have any?
That I didn't have more kids.
Oh, that's the end of the interview. I just want to thank you for letting me interview you and everything. And that I love you so much.
Love you too.